And now, the Goldberg. More than anything else in the world at this moment, Molly wants to help Oriane and Mr. Way get started in their new business. But Mr. Way's past, the prison record, is standing in the way. So Molly decided to go out and get business for the partnership herself. Well, it was necessary for her to drive a car. And her friend Bertie taught Molly how to drive in 5 minutes flat. And now, both Molly and Bertie are flat on their backs in the Goldberg house. And Jake, mad as blazes. Worried, too.
Are you all right, Mama, darling?
Lay quietly.
Go into Bertie. Go into Bertie, Rosalie. See how she is. Seymour's in with Bertie Moore.
A woman undertakes to drive a car that never drove before.
Oh,
where does it hurt you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I wanted to drive. The whole world drives. Whole universe drives. Young, old, middle age. Everybody drives. Oh. Go, Rosalie. See if Bertie wants something.
Don't worry about Bertie. It's a good thing she got hurt. If not, she would have had a few words for me.
Not her fault, eh?
Why don't you call the doctor again?
I don't need the doctor again.
You went into the drugstore, Ma.
He did?
Uh-huh.
The doctor didn't prescribe anything. He said I should only rest a little bit. I got no bones broken. I got nothing broken. Only I got a little shooken up. My nerves. You didn't came in the car. All right. So don't make faces. Make faces. There's David.
He's downstairs, Mom.
A woman drives a car that never drove before.
All right, Papa, darling, please.
Don't please me, Rosalie, please. If your mother was killed,
all right.
What hurts you? Where does it hurt you?
Nothing hurts me.
You couldn't wait. Mr. Way's chicken business couldn't start unless you started it.
Papa, darling.
You had to see to get customers.
You'll never get customers for Mr. Way, Ma, never. Not the way the townspeople feel about him, and now they feel the same way about Oriane.
What do you mean?
I'm only saying what I heard in school.
Say it.
Well, they think it's terrible for Oriane to have gone into business with Mr. Way. Birds of a feather flock together, they say.
Who says?
Lay quiet.
Lay quiet. Lay quiet. How can you lay quiet when such things go on in the world?
My world fixer. I'll bring you a portfolio and make you an ambassador to the world. Who is knocking?
Seymour. Me.
Oh, Seymour?
That's all I need now.
My Jake, please.
That's how I feel. Do you mind?
Can I come in?
Come in, Seymour.
Come in, Seymour.
Did Mr. Way come back yet with the liniment?
No, not yet.
Come in, Seymour. Come in. How does Bertie feel, Seymour?
She must be all right. She's hungry.
Me?
Rosalie, go down to the icebox. I got a cold leg.
All right, I'll fix something, Ma.
Thank you, Miss Goldberg.
That's all right.
How do you feel, Mrs. Goldberg?
I'm all right, thank you, Seymour.
If you would have only have asked me to come and drive you, I would have known.
All right, Seymour, all right. Let Mrs. Goldberg rest.
Oh, if I'm disturbing you, I'm just waiting for Bertie's leg. You could have been killed so easy. I don't know whether I should call my mother and tell her about Bertie's accident.
Why should you tell her?
Lay quiet.
She'll know it even if I don't tell her.
How will she know if you don't tell her?
A mother's heart. My mother feels things. You'll see. She'll call me. I wouldn't even have to call her. I bet she had a dream already.
I'm going downstairs.
Why?
Because I want to. Do you mind?
No, darling.
I'll call the doctor regardless.
If I may venture to make a statement, Mrs. Goldberg, you made a very big mistake having Oriane go into business with Mr. Way. They'll never get any business. The people don't like him because of the fact he was in prison. And now they're beginning to talk about Oriane, too.
Talk, huh? People have tongues and then the tongues talk. Oh, do they know what they're talking? Only talking, talking, talking of the ruination of the world, Seymour. Talk. Why, if people would only think before they would talk, they shouldn't talk, Seymour.
I agree with you heartily. I, too, have a social conscience. But people in general don't think logically. They think with their feelings and their emotions. And since they have a strong dislike for Mr. Way, and who can blame him? A man who swindled thousands of innocent people out of their money. Well, they dislike him. And Orianne is tarred with the same brush, not that she's his partner. It's to be expected. It's human nature.
And don't you have human nature, Seymour?
Of course I have.
No? Then if you can forgive him, others will and can also, no?
Oh, Miss Goldberg, let me help you. Doesn't that look lovely?
And there's a sandwich for you, too.
Oh, thank you, Miss Dobry. Let's hope someday when you're sick in bed, I'll do the same for you.
Thank you.
Be careful, Timmy. If you want some fruit or something, whichever, the icebox is full, darling.
All right.
I couldn't order everything, but whatever is there, darling, take what you like, yes?
All right.
And tell Buddy she should rest. She shouldn't worry about me.
All right.
I'm feeling all right, and maybe if she wants a nice bag or something. The doctor said hot, but I think cold is better.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll
ask. All right. What's Papa doing?
He called the doctor again, and he's going to call the lawyer.
The lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
Lloyd Pembroke?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
He wants to know how a contract can be broken.
Oh, he's starting with the contract. He's starting with the Victoria and Mr. Ray's contract. Why, Rosalie, give me my clipper.
Mama, darling, I'm sorry I told you, but they're saying very unkind things about Orianne, Mom.
Give me my clippers. Give me my clippers. What things?
Nothing.
I want to hear them.
Mama, darling, please.
Where's my clippers? Who's stopping?
I'll see, Mom.
The doctor came back.
No.
Martha Wilberforce came from the village.
The station bus.
Station bus? Here, just stop by me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, for what?
Wait, Mom.
No. Well, so? Who, Rosalie?
A lady.
Lady? Where's she going to, Martha?
No, here.
Who is it?
I don't know, Mom.
Huh? Oh, maybe Tante Elsie can. Or she should find him, I guess, in bed. Oh, go down, Rosalie.
Papa's downstairs, Mom.
Huh? It isn't what Tante Elsie did,
no.
Let's open the door. Let me hear.
All right.
Oh.
Dina?
The venue is not in just now.
What about Papa's cat?
He said that Mr. Wayne isn't in there.
Oh, it must be somebody from Mr. Wayne.
Tell the lady to wait, Jane.
Tell the lady to wait. Tell the lady, Mr. Bale, to ride back, and he's just been to the drugstore.
Mama, darling, Papa knows what to say.
Tell the lady to remain, so she can take off her coat.
Tell the lady to remain, Pa.
Oh, who could that be for Mr. Bale now? Who could that be? I think my blanket. Why
all
did
right,
the blanket bother him? I
wait, I'll fix
it. Who could that be now for Mr. Ray? Who could that be now?
Why the long-distance instructions, Molly?
Oh, who is it, Jane?
I didn't ask her. I don't care. And I'm not interested. Do you mind?
Mr. Ray, she wants her, Jake.
If I heard it, so did I. If you heard it, too.
All right, so what did I say, Jake? I said the lady to take off her coat, Jake.
Close the door, Rosie, before your mother asks her to move in with her trunk.
Well, trunk or no trunk, this woman has something very important to say about Mr. Way that Jake ought to know.